His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
Welcome to Wednesday Live. It's great to have you joining us today. Keep your dial set right there on 89.9. This is your good news station, always lifting up Jesus Christ 24 hours a day. And many of you are tuned in, and I know our good friend Tim is listening this morning, Tim Widrow.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Hey,
so
Tim.
Want to shout out
and
to you.
And Maria. Hey.
Yeah, Maria, wherever she is. I'm not sure where she is, but I think Tim is busy working today or something, but had a great conversation with him. And to all of you, our dear friends, we do have a little mail, some prayer requests that are coming in that we're going to lift up. And, of course, we do have a guest that's going to be joining us today because there are some great advancements with John Nelson and Families Recover.
Praise God.
And so he's going to be sharing some with us today. But before we get into the mail, we are going to have a time of prayer because I think we have some prayer requests. But let me just mention this. This week, it's too late now to get signed up to be a part of CareNet Banquet because, well, I believe it's too late now. We had Sue with us last week, and that was tremendous, you know, talking about how this abortion pill has now been successfully reversed 3,000 times. And I think that, you know, that's a powerful word that just has to get out there.
Amen.
But the banquet is going to be Thursday and Friday night this week, and we want to lift that up in prayer, that God will exceed the needs on every front with CareNet as a ministry. So we want to lift them up, Sue Chess, of course, and the leadership she has, her leadership team, as well as that these banquets that are coming up. I look forward to being there. My wife and I, we will be there on Thursday evening, God willing, and we're looking forward to being a part of that. And, you know, we not only prayerfully support, we physically show up to support, but we also give. And so you don't have to be at the banquet to be a part of that ministry. Of course, you can get involved and give. So let's see what we have.
Okay, in prayer requests, we
prayer
have
requests,
a listener.
Praise reports, whatever you have.
Well, I have a prayer request from Dawn. And Dawn apparently lives in a group home and needs to move to another one, but there's some issues of finances.
Okay.
And then down the way, there's also some just praying for her family. So there's a lot here, but I think it all boils down to that. So
that's really the need. Okay.
That's the need. So
we'll lift Dawn up in prayer today.
Lift Dawn up in prayer
today.
Put her
on your prayer list.
Yeah, please. And then we have some thanksgivings from Janine in Lantana. Thank you for your ministry, and may God bless you. Praise God, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Whoa,
that's good.
And we are
that's
with
good.
You on that, Janine.
That's good.
Then a nice card from Loretta. It says, "Dear Mr. Jonathan McLean, Mr. David Francoeur, and WCNO staff." I'll mention Karen.
That includes Karen
and
Sherry. And, yeah.
"Thank you so much for interviewing Mr. Philip L. Buttram of the Gospel Tract Society on your radio show. Your interview was blessed and most appreciated. My friend Mona in Arkansas said she liked hearing about what a gospel tract is. So we have listeners in Arkansas. That's great. Jenny in Kansas said that it was a good program. Helped me to want to get going with tracts again.
That's pretty great.
Oh, yeah. And I was delighted to hear you talk about how you can use the God's World coloring book and the Amazing Gospel comic book in your outreaches. I can't say thanks enough to you and your helpful and kind staff. God bless and multiply you and your ministry. Thank you again. Love in Christ, Loretta.
Fantastic. Thank you. Nice. Thank you, Loretta.
Well, that I just have to add a witness to this, too, because several decades ago, because I've been around a long time, you know, so decades mean nothing to me.
That sounds like aged.
But, aged, yeah.
Antique.
Well, I hope. But back when I was working with the prison ministry, I drew some tracts that they printed and sent into the prisons, and they were, according to the chaplains, we heard they're very successful. So I haven't done that in all that since the 1980s.
Wow.
But I'm getting inspired to maybe do some of that again and send it to the Gospel Tract Society, and they'll print it and send it out if they like it at no charge. So I can, and I'm not looking to make any money. You know, I've been working for God for 40-some years, and it's never been about money. It's always been about the kingdom.
Yeah, amen.
So I'm thinking about doing that.
That's pretty awesome. And I know that some of our chaplains here have some amazing stories of lives that have been transformed, even on the Treasure Coast of Florida. And it might be great to have something that celebrates the power of God to deliver, heal, and open up new beginnings in people's lives. I'm so glad that God never runs out of having a new beginning for us. And so that is an awesome thing about God. What do you have, Karen?
I have one prayer request.
Okay.
And this is from Helen, and she wants prayer for her daughter, Cindy, who had breast cancer surgery, and then she's now in treatment afterwards. And then for the husband, Gene, who is also healing from two surgeries. So, Lord, we just want to lift them up, God. And, Father, we just lift Cindy to you, Lord, and we just pray, God, that whatever's going on with her afterwards, Lord, Father God, that you would completely eradicate this cancer out of her body, not to return to her. In Jesus' name, that, Father, she can live out her life without even having to be any thought of the cancer again, Lord.
Sure.
We thank you, Lord. And then we lift up Gene, and we ask that you would continue to minister to him, Lord, for healing from two different surgeries. And Father, that you would strengthen him and just give him the grace to keep on going and to just keep on going. That's what I am hearing in the spirit. Keep on moving and until the full light of day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. So, and Father, we bless their family.
And we thank you for Don's prayer request.
Yes.
And Father, we do pray that you provide her with all the financial needs that she's required to have to be in a really blessed group home. Pray you lead her to a place where there are Christian folk that run it and that are also residents, if that's your will. And bless also her family in this time for the needs that they have. And I'm sure one of the great needs they have is to understand where Dawn is right now and really reach out to her in love and to be a blessing to her. So in Jesus' name, Father, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, what else we have?
And then we have the Faith from Pirates Cove.
Oh, yes, yes. We want to lift that up in prayer.
Yes, she's looking for help at their restaurant, which, you know, we provide many spots and we promote their restaurant. They're great
good food.
Business partners of WCNO. And we just want to lift them up. And if you're looking for work, you can call us at the station. We'll give you their phone number. But they are looking for help, kitchen and servers and whatever else is associated with the restaurant. So, Father, we just pray, God, that you would provide workers that they need, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, that they could continue to do an awesome job and they could continue to provide awesome food and service, Lord God. Father, that this would be just what someone is looking for, someone looking for work, God. Father, we just thank you for them. We thank you for Faith. We thank you for their whole place there, the Pirates Cove Resort. And we just ask your blessings upon them, God.
Thank you,
You would bring them good people and good help.
Thank you, Father.
In
Thank
Jesus'
you,
name.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I stopped in a restaurant yesterday to get something to eat, and there was a little sign there that said, "We're understaffed. Please be nice."
Yeah, really, really. And that's true of a lot of places. Well, I have to also throw in there that, you know, months ago I did a spot for them where I'd just come back from my wife and I being there, and I wrote the spot, you know, talk about the great ambiance, the wonderful entree.
Right.
And at the end of the spot, I said I was going to talk about desserts, but I was out of time.
Yes, I remember
so
that.
So let me quickly say, they have some incredible desserts there. You would, no matter what you choose, you will not be unhappy with it.
Okay.
And, you know, just now my mouth is watering.
I'm trying to remember what I had last.
Oh, they have a chocolate cake that's out of sight, but won't be out of your stomach if you eat it. If you
order. Sure.
So you tried all of them?
I have not tried all of them. No.
But you're working your way.
I'm working my way through their dessert recipe or the dessert menu. In fact, my wife and I, tomorrow I'm not working, so at least here, so we might be going out there for lunch.
That would be awesome. Yeah, and that's a good place to stop in and just sort of pause your day. You know, put your day on pause, and maybe it would be one of those healthy desserts. No, I'm saying that. Healthy desserts. We'll pray over it that it's healthy, but to be able to enjoy. But the view is spectacular. You can sit right out, be looking right down on the water there. And, of course, they have, you know, several boat slips. They have a motel that's there. So, you know, in regards to work, if you're looking for work, there may be several different areas of opportunity there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so do we have a phone number that we can give out?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And that number is 772-287-2500, and that's extension 5.
So for more information,
people
can call that number. And, of course, if you didn't get that number, you can contact us right here at the radio station.
That's right.
We'll be happy to give that to you. And our number here is 888-221-8990. Now, Karen, you and I guess a lot of other people went to see a wonderful display of the Bible that I believe it was called Inspired. Is that what it was?
Yes, Inspired
exhibit
at the Hope Sound Bible College. And it was the most interesting thing. Sherry and I went the last evening. You know, it was like the last couple of hours. They were starting to wrap things up. But it, wished I had gone a little bit earlier because you really needed some time to be able to read through all the exhibits that they had. But it, you know, they talked about the early, you know, how the word was printed early on, and just, I mean, amazing. I think the one docent said that the 80% of the stuff in the exhibit was real stuff, and then the other 20%
like originals, you're saying?
Originals, yes. Uh-huh. And then they, you know, they had to reproduce some of the items, but it was so interesting. And, you know, to me, the thing they had was the blocks where they used to print,
like, you know, a wood block,
the wooden block, they'd carve out the picture.
Wow, what a lot of work.
And it was so intricate. And then, you know, when you saw the print on paper, it's, I mean, even the slightest little line, you know, and back, whatever time frame that was, I mean, painstaking, you know, to create those blocks. And then I understand that they would print the block, you know, with black ink, and then they would color it in later on.
Artists really
and
would do this.
Just really, you know, what they went through to print the word. And, it was pretty amazing. And then they had a lot of a huge book that it's like, you know, if you have the King James maybe in the Amplified translation together, they had one that had four translations all at once. You know, and I think Latin, Greek, and
interlinear.
It was like the old, you know, old English and stuff. Anyway, it was just so interesting, and I'm really glad that we went. And
a lot of our listeners went, I believe.
Yes, and we did talk to the wife of the presenter.
Dr. Carroll.
Is that who that
His
was?
Wife? Yeah, Dr. Yeah. Carroll's wife, I suppose.
She said that many of the people that came had heard about it on the radio.
That's awesome.
And we knew about it only because we had gone to the Tim Zimmerman concert at the Bible College
King's Brass.
Yeah. And we had gotten their brochures of some of their upcoming things. And they have a lot of stuff that goes on.
A lot of great events that go on down there for sure. And, of course, I graduated from the college there and have a lot of friends. And it's a joy to be able to work together in the kingdom and make these things available to our listeners. That's part of what Wednesday Live does. Also, I think it's a good time to put a plug in for a community calendar.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you have an event taking place that's free and open to the public and you'd like some promotion for that, then we'll be happy to do that for free on the community calendar. And that'll air 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for 1 to 2 weeks leading up to your event. And you can just email us, WCNO at WCNO.com, if you'd like, if you have a, you know, who, what, where, when, how, PSA, you know, flyer, send us a flyer of your event, and we'll be happy to do that for you. Again, it has to be free and open to the public.
Right. That's right. No ticket sales involved.
Yeah. Or, yeah, no. The other thing to piggyback on that is that some of these events are things we want to talk about on Wednesday Live.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And so if it's up to the certain parameters have to be met, but if you would like to ask our illustrious general manager to call.
We'll try to find him.
Yeah, try to find him. But no, to call and talk to him, that it may be something God will touch his heart to say, yeah, you call in and we'll give you 5, 10, 15 minutes to talk about it. Again, at no charge.
Really looking for the things that we're going to bring on Wednesday Live. We're looking for events that are kingdom-focused, that are going to minister across the board to the body of Christ, and that, you know, without question, these are God-exalting. You know, they're lifting up Jesus. And so we have pastors will call in, you know, various people, elders and other people from churches will call and say, how can we get our events on WCNO, or what would it cost us? Well, Karen, you're explaining community calendar it's a service that we have for the body of Christ.
That's
to
right.
Get the word out.
That's right.
And a lot of people listen. So, you know, this is a great hour for you to let your friends and family know that this is a great time. Of course, every time is a good time to tune into WCNO. But Wednesday Live, every week we come to you, and we look forward to sharing things of kingdom interest with our listening audience. Now we're going to go to a song that really is a bit of a theme for where I am, and this is entitled Revival. And you know, we have prayer and share that's going to be coming up in the month of April, and maybe we'll get to talk about this a little bit, but let me just say this: if you have made a pledge and you haven't been able to fulfill it yet, it would be a great blessing if you get that in right away this month from last prayer and share, so we finish strong. And we are believing God that we're going to fully meet that goal from this from our last prayer and share and finish this month strong. So even though you're going to start hearing spots about upcoming prayer and share, and you know, you're going to have mail coming in reference to that, we are asking you today that if you've made a commitment and you just haven't got it in yet, that it would be great to be able to do that at this time. And so we really look forward to receiving the mail, so we finish this month out real strong. And then, of course, you know, April will be coming in with our next prayer and share. That's going to run from the 4th through the 15th. And so we are looking for a great response. We are going to have a great response during prayer and share. And again, the focus is revival.
Again.
Amen. That is exactly what we need. We need a great awakening and a great revival in our nation, and this is our prayer. It's our passion, and of course, everything that we are about at WCNO is to lift up Jesus Christ. And the word, the promise is, if Jesus is lifted up, He will draw all men unto Himself.
Amen.
And so, thank you for listening. This is Wednesday Live at WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now about 11:24, and I am hopeful that we now have made contact with our dear friend, John Nelson. John, are you with us this morning?
Yes, sir. Good morning. We're almost afternoon.
Well, yes, it is. It is kind of heading in that direction. And John, I know that you have some events, an event that's coming up. It's a big deal. But just tell us a little bit about the ministry that God has placed in your hand, the mission, and what's getting ready to happen. And you might want to share a little bit. I know you have a heavy heart today, as well.
Well, we started out as Families Against Drunk Driving 10 years ago. There was some personal stuff going on. We reached out to many different avenues, you know, law enforcement, other nonprofits. We actually were with Fathers Against Drunk Driving for a little while. And then I ran into some really neat guys that were actually involved with JV in business, and they convinced me to start Families Against Drunk Driving. So we started doing a lot of stuff for the law enforcement, DUI, families, and then lo and behold, we ran into our opiate and heroin and overdose and human trafficking stuff starting about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So we actually added familiesrecover.org, which has touched a lot of people. It's an ongoing problem with 3,000 dying a day to it. You know, it's we just try hard to get the word out that there's a lot of other people that are involved in addiction. We're more street level, family oriented. You know, we just want to get the word out that there's a way out. I was that guy. I was that guy that lived behind a dumpster. You know, I was that guy that went to jail. I was that guy that was estranged from his kids. You know, and God has the ability to restore all of that.
Restore.
So, we do have an event at Trident Golf Course on June 17th. It's our first fundraiser since COVID. So that's been 2 years of no donations, pretty much. And we understand that a lot of our big people started moving towards helping the ministries and or nonprofits that were more involved with feeding families and stuff like that. But we're excited. Club Med leased out their golf course. It was closed for a few years. Good friend of mine, Bob Bellisari, I kind of hit it, read that. He's a retired PGA pro. So we're excited. We got a lot of sponsors coming. We're still looking for 3 or 4 big sponsors. We're bringing out high school kids. And there's going to be some pros showing up, and it's just God's good stuff.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
And I understand even WCNO is going to have our name out there somewhere, right?
Well, of course. You know, we're an impact partner. And,
you are. Yeah.
We got to support who supports us, right?
Amen. Amen.
We
Amen.
Don't have to. You know what? We don't have to do anything. We get to.
Yeah, we get to. It's an honor.
We get to do things.
Yeah, it's an honor. It's an honor for sure. So that's coming up on June the 17th. That's one day after my birthday. That's a good month.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to team you up with a pro and team get someone else to do your program. And
yeah.
You can come see how bad I golf.
Well, you know, John, I always figure when I went out with these pastors golfing that it was a test of whether or not the grace of God could not only save, but whether it could contain their frustration, you know, with someone my lack of skill level.
Well, if you remember the movie Caddyshack, the pastor was out there in the lightning storm and hit the best balls ever.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy. I hit houses, trees, cars if it's too close to the course.
That's right. Clear it out. Clear it out, right?
See, but it's a scramble, so it's best ball. So my secret is to team up with someone that can actually hit
good.
The ball.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great strategy.
Yeah,
we're trying
show.
To stack in the deck a little bit.
So, you know, who all is invited to this event? It's not too far off to get it on the calendar. I think, you know, some business people.
We've still got about, you know, they're having a hard time getting golf carts. So we've had to limit the field to 100 golfers, which we're probably about 40 shy, which isn't uncommon at this point. You know, we're still looking for some corporate sponsors. It is a 501c3, so it's completely tax write-off. If you can't golf, the thing that we're shooting for is you can sponsor our kids' team. We brought out Martin High School this year. We're bringing them out along with a few other high schools locally. You know, get the kids out there and let them see, you know, you can play with the adults, and you're going to be at an event where you probably won't see anybody even drink alcohol, which that in itself is pretty amazing.
Yes.
You know, that's a lot of our mission is getting it out there that you can do a concert, you can do a date, you can do a Friday night where you don't have to drink or drug.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
You know, that's, you know, we had alcoholics in the Old Testament. It's not something that got, you know, God says don't be a drunkard.
Right.
Mm. You know, but there's a lot of people that are going through, and we're going to see some more stuff coming up with these gas prices and just the whole inflation thing. You know, you don't, If you have a problem, reach out. We can help. We want to help.
Amen.
And we're not the only ones that want to help. You know, we're in a society where I had a call from a gentleman's wife just before I went on the air. They're on an 80-foot boat down in the yacht basin, and the guy's got more smarts than I'll ever have in my life, and he's drinking himself to death.
Wow.
You know, it doesn't see creed, nationality, color. It doesn't see nothing. You know, addiction, especially with the opioids and the heroin, I don't care if you're an addicted personality or not. You play with that long enough, you're going to be the one that's doing the things like my girl. Mm. You know, I lost mine 4 years ago on the 3rd of April.
Wow.
To this disease. And we were involved in sobriety. You know, who would ever think they would come into your own front door? You know, addiction isn't a theater of anything. It's a theater of money and greed and ultimately death. And that's what the devil wants with us in sin. You know, God can free us if we're willing.
But John, that's an important part. I sometimes maybe someone's listening, maybe pastor, staff, church people, Christian people may say, well, you know, this isn't a problem that that I'm connected with. But the church and the congregation is not. It's like talking with Sue Chess from CareNet. Abortion is not just outside the church. Addiction is not just outside the church. And so when you come and you're talking as you are today, who would think it's going to come through your front door? And of course, as a pastor over the years, I've seen this happen. And we need to recognize that all of us have sinned. And
it's being on guard. I can tell you, and I shared this with my accountability people this morning, by 5 o'clock yesterday, I was probably in the darkest spot of my month. Mm. I couldn't get out of it. I wasn't trying to get out of it, but that's just the sin nature of the devil to tell me that your company's going to fail, your heart's going to fail, the girl that just got killed, the kid's going to get off. You know, he comes at, I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you're faithful. There's dark days.
Yep. And we have an enemy. We're at war.
That's right. We have an enemy.
Yeah.
But we also have a...
great Savior.
We also have a God that he's never late.
Great Savior. Great Savior for sure.
Never late.
John, do we need to be lifting up a family from this crisis that you're talking about?
You know, the family has asked for a little privacy, so I don't even want to mention her name.
Gotcha. Well, we don't need to mention names.
It's worldwide news. Yep. John Shaman, we do a lot with News 5, and they wanted me to go on, and I directed it towards the females to talk about it.
Yep.
You know, right now, I don't think there's very many people in the North America that hasn't had or heard about what happened over in Jensen Beach. So I don't want to give the devil his due by mentioning it, what good can come from this? Well, I can tell you from my own. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know why it happened. And I don't know why it happened to that person.
Yeah.
They gave so much back.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think about those poor kids and those men and women over in Ukraine. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, we can turn on the TV and see.
Absolutely.
But I got a mentor in my life that has been a really big part of my life for a long time. And this is what he says. I either trust him or I don't.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
I either trust him. Listen, I don't feel good. I woke up this morning. Everyone knows I got issues. I didn't feel good.
Yeah.
But I still got up and put my shoes on.
Amen. Amen.
Because there's some people that won't. I can give you a great praise report.
Good.
I have a good friend of mine. He's been a realtor here for a long, long time. 5 weeks ago, he went to Moffitt, and I'm over at Tampa Hearts. They told him straight out, you have cancer of the mouth, we have to take your tongue out, and we don't even know if you're going to live. That was 3 weeks ago. And this is how God shows up. Last Friday, we get a report that not only are they removing his tongue, they're going to reconstruct his mouth, and then they're going to put a new tongue in, and he's not going to die. Now, how many people can show the faith of God going through that when you're dealt that news that day, like when they told me I needed a new heart.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what they were saying to me. But God showed up, right? Because here I am 5 years later.
Amen.
And my friend, Russ, he's got a road in front of him.
Yeah.
But he's faithful.
Praise God. That's good.
He's faithful. You know, a lot of people don't think that God can do it. Everything that's going on right now in our community and around the world, he knew about it before it showed up.
Mm. Right.
So what am I going to do? I'm either going to try, like the tournament with $5 gas, I'm not too sure where that's going to go. Your Care and Share coming up, I don't know how it's going to go. I just know this, that God always shows up.
God's going to take care of us. God's going to show up. Yep, that's right.
And that's a hard, and listen, I'm telling you right now, and anyone listening out there that's sitting in their house, and you think that life is over, and you got the whole world on your shoulder, call. Call. If you don't call me, call somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of times it's not as bad as the devil makes it seem.
Yep.
And a lot of times it don't even exist.
Mm.
A lot of these thoughts don't even exist. They're ghosts.
Yep.
They're ghosts.
Blind spirits. Blind spirits.
You know, yep. I sat down the other day, and I wanted to, I was really struggling a little bit. And I put on the whole story of Billy Graham. He's a hero of mine. And I'm telling you, the renewed faith and the spark in my spirit just by watching that was amazing. Took an ordinary guy. Now, I was wrong. I thought he grew up in Kansas, but he actually grew up on a dairy farm. And then he went to the Florida Bible Institute. And then he went in this. And then he did that.
Yep.
And he always said God did it, right?
Yep.
And then Randolph Hearst has covered him and put him on every front page in America, and boom, Billy Graham.
Amen.
That can
Amen.
Happen to anybody,
Amen.
Even coming out of addiction.
Amen.
When
Amen.
God's ready to give you the whole shebang, he'll do it, or he won't. You know, it took me a long time coming out of the world of Italian restaurants and the stuff that goes behind that in Detroit. God gave me my measure. I was always looking for a bigger measure. And that's another thing we teach in the addiction world. You know, you see that big yacht go by or that Ferrari, you may never obtain that, but are you grateful for what you got?
There you go.
You know, gratitude's everything.
John, we're out of time with this segment, but I would like you to just pray over our listeners today, because there are always listeners that God's touching their hearts to be a part of reaching someone else, and then there's always that one that just needs to open up and be reached. You know, God's reaching out to you right now. So, John, lead us in prayer.
Do that right now. Father, we just lift up my friend's family.
Yes, Lord.
We know that she's up there in heaven with you right now, and what a heinous crime. Just shocking. And we lift up our friend Eddie that's sitting on a big boat and just don't know what to do with himself.
Touch him,
Lord. We just thank you for everything that's going on in the world. We know that you wrote about it. And everyone, pastors, have talked about it, Father. And we just pray for all those poor little kids and those women over in the Ukraine that are seeing things that they never thought they would see a month ago. And, Father, we just lift up our tournament, and we lift up Prayer and Share, and we just lift that up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. John, where do people need to keep their dial set?
Yes, 89.9 WCNO.
There you go. And John, you know, the great story of your grandfather, you know, coming to Jesus 100 years old, that's going to be going out in our letter. I pulled that from your testimony. Yeah.
Hey, it's never too late.
Never.
Never too
late.
Never too late. Amen. Amen. Hey, John, we love you. Stay in touch with us, all right?
Guys, have a great day.
Blessings.
You
thanks.
Too. God bless you, bro.
Bye-bye.
It's always neat. I just love hearing him.
Amen. Yeah, he's got a lot to say.
Sure does.
He does have a lot to say, and you know, when you look at the news, like he was saying, you just turn any TV, any channel, you look at what's taking place in the world, and you think about how blessed we are to be a part of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And actually know the difference in what's taking place, and know the answer people are searching for. And so praise God, and we just continue to lift up all those involved. I mean, in Ukraine, what a tremendous painful season that they're in at this point. Pray for
Amen.
The Father's mercy and deliverance to those people today. Well, Ma and Paul, I believe, are here.
They are.
And ready to go.
Oh, they're ready.
And I cannot wait to find out exactly what's been going on out at Bickers Corner on their farm, because it's always inspiring, and I just never know what kind of topics they're going to get into. Well, like everyone else, Ma and Paul have been feeling the pinch of inflation. They both are strong in their faith, knowing that God will take care of them through this season of financial distress. Paul's having some difficulty adjusting to the rapidity of price increases in some areas. While they aren't struggling financially, they are going to have to decide on making some adjustments to their spending. And this is where we find them today.
Hey, Ma, you got a minute?
Yeah, I just finished putting some bread in the oven. I was just about to sit down for a spell and read my Bible.
Good deal. You and I got to talk for a bit about how to get on top of this inflation business. Seems like overnight several of our expenses have gone through the roof.
Well, that's true. I've had to make constant adjustments to our monthly budget. In fact, I got a list of these things we might want to change to keep those expenses down.
I got some ideas too, but let me hear from you first, Ma.
Well, on the top of my list is gasoline. We got to figure out how to cut down the number of trips we make to town. I filled the tank of my truck yesterday, and I almost fainted.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I just came from filling up my truck. I think the cost equaled what my folks paid for their first house.
Well, you know, we ain't seen prices like this for several years.
Old Wilmer Filtenmacher was filling up at the pump next to mine. You know, he's got that Dodge Ram dually he uses to pull his horse trailer. It's got them two gas tanks. So when he saw what he had to pay, well, he started gasping for breath. I thought he was having a heart attack, but it was just his asthma acting up.
And don't he use those inhalers?
Yes, he does. But when he went to pull it out of his pants pocket, it slipped out of his hand and fell on the pavement, then bounced right out into the gutter and down the sewer grate.
Oh my, what happened then?
Well, he was leaning against his truck, turning blue. So I got old Mac Grambling at the station to help me lift the sewer grate so we could get the inhaler. But we just had a decent rain. Old Mac didn't want to jump into all that flowing water, so I did. I had to go about 100 feet before I found Wilmer's inhaler. It had come to rest against the body of a dead raccoon.
Well, that would explain why I found a soggy pair of overalls in the dirty clothes hamper a little bit ago. So I guess old Wilmer's able to get his lungs working again?
Yeah, I didn't tell him about the raccoon. I thought he might have a conniption fit on top of his asthma, and that'd be the end of him.
Good idea, Paul. So since gas is on one of our bigger expenses, what do you have to save some money?
I don't know, Ma. You know, truth is, we don't use our trucks that much, except to go to town for things. And, of course, the tractor, but I can't cut down on that because we got to keep our cycle of planting and harvesting. I'm not sure we can do much on this issue.
Okay. Well, our next biggest area of expenses is food. Now, we grow all of our vegetables, and we use the eggs from our chickens, but we do buy a lot of meat and vegetables that we don't grow. And then there's that fruit.
And the meat in the store is getting out of sight. Old Lester Horvath told me the other day he went to that discount grocery store downtown, the Dollar Squeezer, and he spent $20 on 3 pounds of hamburger. When he was finished shopping, he'd paid over $250 for a few bags of groceries.
Oh, good grief. I guess we're spoiled being able to provide so much right here on the farm.
So true. And you know what else he told me? When he got home and showed the receipt to his wife, she drove down to Burt's feed store and used car lot and bought up a whole trunk load of seeds and gardening tools. Well, she said she and Lester are going to get self-sufficient.
That's generally a good idea, Pa, but them folks really don't know how to farm. They're basically city folk. Where would they even have ground to plant?
Well, old Lester said he didn't speak a word against his wife's plans because she was so mad. Well, the last time he interrupted her anger with reality, she refused to cook his meals for a month.
Lester don't know how to cook?
Nope. He did say her decision was kind of a mixed blessing. He lost 30 pounds that month and did learn how to cook water.
Water?
Yeah, anyway, I gave him some farming tips I believe he can use. For instance, they don't have much of a yard. I suggested he take out the grass in the backyard and start a garden there. Still, he ain't got much space, so I told him, fill up his gutters with potting soil and plant tomatoes and beans. My suggestion seemed to lighten his mood some.
Well, I'm glad you could help, Pa. But back to our situation. We have to find some way to cut back on our meat expenses.
Now, when you say that, Ma, I get a little jittery. I mean, the only sources of meat we have are our own beloved animals. I will not consider snuffing out any of their lives so we can have a steaming platter of animal flesh sitting on our dinner table.
Pa, I ain't going there, and you know it.
I couldn't stand to eat even one bite of old Matilda, our goat, or Ebenezer, our bull, or any of those wonderful hens would give us eggs. Not to mention several hours of chicken-led joy while I'm working in the hen house. Ma, I'd rather expire from starvation than execute any of our barnyard beauties just to fill our stomachs.
Pa, listen.
Just the thought of me having to sneak up behind any of our chickens with an axe, whether it's Doris, Evelyn, Marianne, or Linda, or any of them, with the idea of detaching them from the vibrant life they enjoy, it's a huge moral failure in some form even to think of it.
Pa, listen up. I ain't planning on killing any of our livestock. I'm thinking more of adapting the recipes from that Daniel Fast cookbook we got from WCNO. There's a lot of vegetable protein we can eat, and we already found that those recipes are very tasty and filling.
Right you are, Ma. Oh, I feel so much better now. I'm going to go tell all our animals that they have received a reprieve.
You mean to tell me you already talked to them about this?
Well, you know how perceptive they are, so I just started dropping hints that there was the extreme possibility that we might be inviting them to dinner.
Well, I'm sure they'll be delighted to hear that having them on the table is now off the table. But back to our original discussion, where can we cut our budget to save some money?
You know, Ma, all this time we've been talking, I've been thinking that we're already pretty good stewards of what God's given us. And we know that whether in good times or bad, he has always been generous with us and other folks too. I think we ought to stop trying to figure all this out and just lift up our concerns to God in prayer. Do this regularly and then trust God to provide like he always does.
Paul, I am so pleased you said that. It's been on my heart too. And you know, I believe I'm going to call all my friends and encourage them to do the same.
Amen. And I'm going to do the same. And you know what else is on my heart? To get a few of our Christian farmer friends to put on a free seminar at the church one Sunday soon. We got all these city folks what worship with us. Why not help them learn to grow some of their food like we do?
Yeah, and make sure old Lester Horvath and his wife gets an invitation. If she can calm down, old Lester might get some peace too.
I agree. But you know, old Lester and his wife might need a bit more training than the rest.
Why you say that, Paul?
Well, just this morning he called me and said his wife was frustrated because she couldn't find a source of seeds for them chicken McNuggets.
Well, thankfully, Ma and Paul have several decades of experience in farming and can bring everyone up to speed to be more self-sufficient. They all hope that these days of high inflation will soon be over. Until then, it will be a wise move for us to go before the Lord in prayer. He calls us to prayer, and he promises us an abundant life full of his rich blessings as we put our trust in him for all of our needs. And while we are experiencing his grace, let us remember in daily prayer the people of Ukraine, who are certainly suffering much more than we are. Their needs are immense, and we know that no matter from whom they get their provisions, it is God behind it all. May they meet and receive the one who provides, their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Ma and Paul, for coming by today and sharing some wisdom with us right here at WCNO. And I'll tell you what, you know, seeing these prices at the pumps and all that's going on certainly could cause us to just ponder for a few moments that prayer is good at this time. I think good strategies and planning and maybe tightening up the belt just a little bit might be necessary. But God is still God. And that's Amen. That's the point of what Mom Paul's telling us today. God is still God.
Amen.
Well, whatever happens.
You know, what I'm getting is, remember with, you know, with Joseph, you know, during that time of scarcity, during the famine.
Yeah.
You know, we need to live like that. You know, because God has given us everything. He's always going to take care of us. He's always going to provide our needs. And when our eyes are on Him and not on what's going on around us, then we always have what we need. And mm-hmm. we don't live by the world's dictates. This is the
right.
time to
right.
step out in faith and just believe in faith. A couple weeks ago during prayer time, the Lord, He kept emphasizing faith to me with a capital F,
That's
faith.
Right.
The just shall live by faith. And what better time to walk in faith than right now when all this stuff is going on? And things are going to get darker, but this is the time that we walk, and we're not, you know, we don't, we're not by the dictates of the flesh.
Right.
This is the time for us to rise up and know that God is with us, and He's leading us, and He is perfecting everything that concerns us. And speaking of the Ukraine, I'm following a radio station from the Ukraine, Christian radio station, very small. And one of the men on there, he and his wife and his children are hiding in a bunker in their house. Mm. So they go upstairs and they stay a little bit, and then they hear bombing, so they go back down into the bomb shelter. And all he said is just, pray for us. We know that God's with us. Mm. We know He's going to protect us. Just pray that we have the strength and the courage to deal with it, to get through it. He's not trying to escape. He's not trying to get away. He's staying in the battle, and he knows that God is with them and will protect them. And I've saw that with other Ukrainian reports, mm-hmm. that they're strong people, and they are displaying boldness and courage. They're not trying to run. Some, you know, of course, they want their families to go and be safe, but they themselves are staying in the fight. And that, to me, it's just such a picture of the church in this hour, that whatever's coming in the earth, we just have to stand against it and push back, because God is with us.
Amen. And the word does not say, having done all, run.
Right.
Really?
Right.
You know, after you've read, after you've prayed, mm-hmm. you know, after you've looked around, after you've got the current news report, and you, and then you got all dressed up as a Christian soldier, mm-hmm. you know, having done all, run. No, that's not what it says.
No.
It says stand ye therefore.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely, we see many people doing that. And of course, we get to do that in our own lives as well.
Amen.
And, you know, fear has been... It has been a very close warrior against the body of Christ.
Yeah.
Fear. It's just shown up. It's shown up in so many places. And so, you know, we just need to keep our stance and say, fear is not welcomed here. That's it.
Amen.
We will not accept, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. That tells me that you're not just going to be a nervous wreck because everything's falling apart. You know, no. We are not going to be nervous wrecks. And, you know, God's got us. God's taking care of us. And so praise God. And I think we heard some of that in what John Nelson was sharing this morning as well.
Amen.
You know, things are shaking around us.
Yeah.
You know, and we may be caught in some of that shake, but inside there's a steadfast, solid foundation that holds us, and so we're not shaken by that. Once again, we want to thank all of you for listening today to Wednesday Live. We would encourage you to send in your prayer request. The one prayer request came in online, and that was kind of great, because Dave, you were able to look through that and able to get a pretty good picture and grasp of exactly what the family's dealing. I think it was Don.
Yes.
And so you know, that you can communicate with us anytime that way. And I try to check online right up just before we come into Wednesday Live, so you could get a prayer request in on Wednesday morning, and we would look to be able to include that. But thank you for not only giving us your prayer request, but also give us the praise reports so we can celebrate with you.
Amen.
Amen.
And let you know what God has done. And we've had a lot of friends over the years, you know, and, you know, some of these prayer requests we've had, they come to mind, and I think about Joseph and think about some others that we've lifted up in prayer, and just wonder how we should be praying today, you know, for the families. And so, you know, the prayer is powerful, and the presence of God is powerful in our lives.
Amen.
For sure. Well, Prayer and Share is coming in April.
April the 4th.
April the 4th. It's going to run from the 4th through the 15th. You should be receiving in the mail, if you have communicated with us at any time, you should be receiving just a one-page letter with a document to return, right?
Absolutely. A response card to fill out and send back in the return envelope.
There you go.
And we want, I should mention now, we tried to make a distinction, but we still have to teach the difference between a pledge and a donation, because a pledge is the promise.
Yes.
At some point down the road when God provides, to send that money in the form of a check or call in with a debit or credit card. But at the moment, you may have that figure that God's given you, but not the resources. So
there you go.
We want to hear now what God has given you to give later.
Right.
And that's
right.
What a pledge is all about. So feel free. Do not fear. Fear not.
There you go.
Just call us and say, this is what God put in my heart. We'll write it down. We'll report it. It goes in with the figures. And when you can, we know you'll send it in.
Amen. And I should say that the budget, even though prices have gone up, our budget here at WCNO has not gone up this time. It's $205,000 from listener support. That's what we are, what God is going to be providing for us. And that actually, I guess I should give a little report and just make mention of the fact that as of this morning, we have $200,099 that has come in so far from the previous
October.
Yeah. And so this month, we're believing God, as you go ahead and give what you've pledged and what you plan to give, we want to finish this month strong. And I'm believing God, we're going to definitely hit that $205,000, that all of those resources come in, and we're going to move into the next 6 months with a real strong prayer support, a real strong support from Gideon's Army. And that is all of you who give. At least $30, a dollar a day, or whatever. Some of you give a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But you believe that God has raised up Christian radio here at WCNO during these days to be a witness. And what a great time to be a witness. So many people don't know where to turn. And while they're just surfing the dial, God knows how to bring them to our address. And, of course, we endeavor to lift up Jesus Christ at all times. And so thank you so much for your giving over the years. Some of you have been supporting, you've been praying for, you've been a part of this ministry for a lot of years. And we just want to thank all of you for your partnership with us. And the truth is, if all of you who have just given over the last 6 months would give again like that, our budget would be fully met.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't have to spend 2 weeks with our listener support with prayer and share. Now, we enjoy being with you for those 2 weeks, mm-hmm. but we really don't have to do that, because God could provide it much quicker. And so your response is going to be a tremendous blessing, and we're going to be putting some little spots together just to let you know this is coming. Please pray with us. Please mm-hmm. pray with us. Mm-hmm. I can't urge you enough. That is the most important thing. Pray with us that God will provide for this ministry so we can continue the great work that God has called us to in these days, right up until Jesus comes. That's our prayer and our desire.
Amen.
Well, again, you're listening to WCNO Wednesday Live, and we come to you every Wednesday at this time, and we want to thank all of you. Again, keep John Nelson and the great ministry, Families Recover, that John leads. Keep them